Good morning. This is Dave Blacklock, and I'm reading from John chapter 4, from verse 39 to 54 in the NIV Bible. Many Samaritans believe. Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard him for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Saviour of the world." After the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honour in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, for they had been there. Once more, he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick in Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus replied, "You may go. Your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "The fever left him yesterday at the 7th hour." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and all his household believed. This was the second miraculous sign that Jesus performed, having come from Judea to Galilee. Sharing our story and telling how and what causes to believe in Jesus can have a powerful effect on other people. There is no hint that Jesus told this woman, this Samaritan woman, to go and share a story. But she went home in excitement that she'd seen Jesus, the Messiah, and all the village came to see and listen to his teaching. Next we hear, they believed because they had heard him for themselves. The second story of the official son, the official from Capernaum, had heard Jesus was coming to Cana and decided to go and ask for healing for his son, who had a life-threatening disease. Jesus commented on people's desire for miracles and signs and wonders, and Jesus was looking for faith and belief without seeing miracles. Just a few words from Jesus, and the officials set off walking home. But on the way, he discovered that his child had been healed at the very moment Jesus told him that his son will live. What caused him to have faith and go home without more conversations? the man believed his word. Just like the woman at the well. They believed when he told her he was the Messiah. Miracles, prophetical insight, or a personal conversation. How will you reveal Jesus today? In conversation, prophetic insight, or the miraculous? The power to do one or all of these things through the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Let us pray. Lord, meet with us today before we step out into your world. Fill us with your Holy Spirit until we overflow. So as we meet people today, we hear their cry and respond in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a wonderful day. God bless.